every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, friends. Welcome to We'll See About That, the Ron Say Show. I'm joined by the legend, the MVP, the champion, Mr. Ron Say. I'm Mike Airy. And first and foremost, Ron, how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was great. We had a small group, which went along real nicely. Wasn't crowded, a lot of cleanup, which is usually my detail. Yeah. So I was kind of happy about that. But yeah, it was a nice, peaceful day, wonderful meal. The grandkids were there, so all is good. And hope everybody else had a great Thanksgiving as well. I got a kind of a special weekend coming up. My my granddaughter Sophia is playing in Shrek, and she is the lead, Fiona. And they have two performances, Friday and Saturday night. So I'm looking very forward to that. She's getting real excited. They're having extra practices this week at school afterwards, and so yeah, she's getting real excited about that.
So okay. Am I. Yeah, that sounds. I was always interested in, you know, in this. How's she do with the learning the lines? Because that seems impossible to me to learn all that dialogue.
I've always said the same kind of thing. I think, you know, how do you get yourself in a position where you learn the lines? And for all these great actors out there that we've been seeing for years and years and years, I guess it comes pretty much second nature to them.
Yeah, it's just repetition. I mean, it's like being in the batting cage.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess it depends on the director as to, you know, how much flexibility you have with those lines. Mm-hmm. Some of them, like, do it like it is on the paper. I think that one of these movies that Robin Williams did, I think it was the one that was about the school back east.
Good Will Hunting.
I am told by I read something that Matt Damon had said that Robin Williams ad libbed the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I find that to be just incredible. Not only that he could do something like that, but he would be allowed to do something like that.
I think if it was any other actor, probably not, because Gus Van Sant wrote, like, you know, and the person opposite him, Matt Damon, wrote the movie. And so it's like, hey, maybe say what I wrote. But you could do it like Marlon Brando in The Godfather, where he just had Robert Duvall wear a placard across from him. But we're going to have a great show, you guys. We're going to mix it up. We're going to talk about a lot of what's going on with winter meetings in MLB, talk about a little college football and a little NBA. So stay with us, folks. You're listening to We'll See About That.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Kohl's Customer Appreciation Event is here, right in time for the gift exchange. Even though everyone pretends gifting isn't a competition, it kinda is. At Kohl's, save on gifts everyone will fight over. From sweaters and flannels to air fryers, toaster ovens, and more. Because deep down, the gift exchange isn't just about giving. It's also about winning. Shop Kohl's and save on top gifts now. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offers end December 14th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
They still call me the Penguin.
All right, we are back. We'll see about that with the legend, the champion MVP, Ron Say. I am, of course, Mike Gary. And just a reminder, as always, that Melissa's Produce is a proud partner. We'll see about that. Be sure to use Ron's VIP code, Ron Say, one word, when checking out at Melissa's.com. Get your holiday fruit baskets, appetizer baskets, some fantastic gifts available and shipped nationwide. And Ron, baseball winter meetings, what are those?
Well, I mean, I guess it's the time to discuss, because the topics of concern, because the agreement between the players and owners is up, I believe, this year.
And collective bargaining agreement.
Right. And, of course, you know Steve Schneider, who's connected to the show. He has was my first agent, only agent, representative. And he is going to those winter meetings here next week in Orlando, Florida. And some of the topics of discussion are going to be salary cap, the elimination of arbitration. And because of the fact that the Players Association probably not going to go for either one, there is a great potential for a work stoppage. And it's no joke. But you know, the same things that were said back in the time that I were playing, you know, the owners are going to come in and it's going to be different this time. It's really never no different. Sometimes the subject matter is a little different. And this time here, the salary cap, which, you know, where baseball has gone and the amount of monies that the players are making today, I don't think they're going to be real interested in a salary cap. And, of course, the elimination of arbitration, which means that the club has a hold on you for X number of years. And if they underpay you, then there's a big lump sum coming
these
your way.
These are both huge issues. Yeah. I mean, baseball, Major League Baseball, professional baseball is the only professional sport, I think, outside of European soccer that does not have a salary cap.
Yeah, I think all the other major sports here do. You know, baseball has always been different, and I can't say exactly why, but it's going to be serious. But you know, the funny thing that I never understood back when I was playing, and still don't even to a day, but a little bit better, is that you know that this arrangement is ending, coming up. It's going to be here in 6 months. Okay, well, why not have some preliminary talks? Right?
I mean,
it seems like, you know, let's try to avoid this issue down here, the road. Have plenty of time to talk about it. Nah, I don't want to talk about it. No, I want to go down to the day before when we sit down and talk about it because I don't want to give up any leverage.
I was about to say, is that because both either side, you know, management or labor, you know, if they feel like they are the ones to make that first overture, like we'll talk about it, then the other side's like, aha, we got him. We got him over a barrel.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to do it. And they don't care about a couple of days here and there. But it's always been, you know, like, why do you guys do this? But it's all about strategy. You know, I mean, there's a give and take. They probably have things outlined. They say, well, you know, we're going to stand strong on this, but in the end, we'll probably give it up for this. Yeah. So you can see it in everyday life too. It's you got to bargain back and forth. Politics does it a lot. You know, hey, can you support this bridge that I'm putting together here, and I'll give you my vote.
Right? Build this factory in your hometown.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. But it's not the same, but it kind of is the same. And what the Players Association has done in the past and very little of is give back.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, once they get to a certain plateau, then that's the new standard.
Well, it seemed the salary cap specifically, yeah. It has been, you know, similar to, you know, the Social Security and government, the third rail, where, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of players, I mean, Bryce Harper said, you know, just recently that no way would he, you know, he or any of his union cohorts think about eliminating or implementing a salary cap for that matter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I did a speaking engagement that I mentioned here last month down in Newport, and we had a discussion, you know, about that, and I had mentioned at that point in time, along with Bobby Valentine, who was there as a guest, said that very little chance that the players will give in to that one. But, you know, it depends on what the other issues are, but I expect that, you know, they'll, you know, walk out of there with very little accomplished and decide where they're going to draw the lines, and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
But, I would not be surprised. You know, there's a lot at stake here. And, of course, when you look at the evaluations of ownership today, you know, where you just look at the Dodgers, an example. You know, the Guggenheim partners bought this probably 10, 11, 12 years ago.
Yeah, something like that.
At $2.125 billion, and now they're assessed at somewhere around six or something.
Owning a professional sports team, you know, maybe aside from hockey in the United States, is the most prudent investment one can make. I mean, the franchises double in value pretty much every couple of years.
Yeah, and it's really kind of hard. I know there's a way. There's a numerical way to increase the value of it that they do, and they do it consistently. And once they reach those plateaus, then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, oh, my God. Well, you know, it's just like when the same Guggenheim partner bought the Lakers.
Yeah.
$10 billion?
$10
billion.
Not even for the whole thing, just for like 66%.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, what, in another 5 years? I mean, what's that? You know, I don't know what the cap is for basketball, but somebody mentioned the other day, it's around $80 million.
It's weird because you have like first aprons, second aprons, luxury taxes. I think the floor, like with the minimum you got to pay guys, I think is around $65 million. I think that at the top end, most teams, you know, some teams, you know, go way over, like the Warriors in their heyday, we had a $200 million payroll. But I think the average is around $121 million.
Well, Gilgeous Alexander, who, you know, has, because of all the things that he accomplished last year, was reaching a level where he was going to get this super max deal, whatever, and it's got a cap on it. It's like enormous.
Yeah, but it's all based off the revenue too. And so I believe the supermax at this point is a 5-year contract, or it's about $50 million per, so around $200 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if they, I think, probably, I'm sure that some of the smaller market teams, I'm thinking the Minnesota Twins, so on and so forth, they probably want to keep the salary cap in place because they want to have a salary cap put in place. Otherwise, I mean, the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Mets can just go in and outspend anybody.
Well, you know, here's the other thing, too. There doesn't seem to be anything that's going to keep those teams overspending, right? They've already gone well over the cap, right? And they pay a luxury tax on it.
Yeah. And that luxury tax, that money gets spread around to the other teams.
In theory. Right. And so when you look at, you know, the smaller market teams, and let's just say that they might be Tampa Bay, Minnesota, Oakland, which is Sacramento.
Pending has moved to Las Vegas.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's just stop there. And, you know, I mean, even if you are given, you know, the money, I mean, how are you going to compete with, you know, when one guy on the Dodgers makes more than the entire team that's playing in the
American League? It's an insoluble problem, though, too, because, I mean, the lion's share of money comes from media revenue. And if you live in a market that's got 10 million people compared to a market that's got 2 million people, that's just more eyeballs, i.e. more cash for ads, i.e. more money to your media partners, i.e. more money to the team.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't have. I mean, I'm sure that they have all the numbers crunchers that they need to figure this out. But you know, I really haven't really thought about it much, other than the fact that, you know, now it's upon us, and the winter meetings once again will take place next week in Orlando, Florida, and baseball once again is just around the corner. You know, the middle of February is when they go to spring training.
Real fast though. Yeah. We got 30 seconds to the break. Yeah. Your odds that there will be a work stoppage? More than 50%? Less than 50%?
Oh, I think there's more than 50%.
You think more than 50% likely will have a work stoppage?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Wow.
At this point.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, you never know. I mean, it's a crapshoot at this point. It's just getting started.
All right. Make your spring plans, folks. Time to go see some movies. All right. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Hello, Ron Save.
And we're back. You are listening to We'll See About That. Make sure to check out Ron's fantastic website, theronsayshow.com. You can visit all of our archives there, guest lists. Also, you can get a fantastic copy of Penguin Power, his book. It makes a great Hanukkah or Christmas gift, folks.
It does.
Order yours today. And also check him out on Instagram, The Real Ron Say, and also available on Cameo as well. Just to wrap up our baseball discussion here. You know, baseball, Major League Baseball, as we've talked about before, they're, you know, during their winter meetings, possible talks about implementing the salary cap. You know, I think baseball, I think just for an outsider, has a pretty labor-friendly when it comes to no salary cap and guaranteed contracts. However, unlike the NFL, of course, because the NFL, they do have guaranteed contracts, but individually, it's got to be written into, so your stars are going to get guaranteed money. You're down the bench guys.
Some not fully guaranteed.
Some not fully. And oftentimes the contracts are very nebulous and those teams will find a way not to pay you. But these guaranteed contracts in Major League Baseball can sometimes come and bite a team in the behind. And I'm thinking of the Angels vis-a-vis Anthony Rendon.
Oh, yeah.
Because Anthony Rendon comes to the Angels, he gets a huge pile of cash.
Yeah.
And then he's played like six games out of like the 400 he's been eligible to play.
Yeah, unfortunately, this didn't work out at all for anybody, and it's kind of sad because it's the Angels. And when you think about what's kind of happened to the Angels, I've always hoped for better.
Yeah, me too.
But you went and got Pujols years ago. And you got Albert when it wasn't his best time, but he still did a pretty good job of performing for about five of those years. And then you had Trout come on, and he had a great 10 years, and now he's
Josh Hamilton for a couple
of
years.
Josh Hamilton, Ohtani. Ohtani gets away from you. Trout decides to stay. You know, Rendon, let's get back to Rendon because that's really the stickler here. You know, you paid this guy a lot of money. You probably paid him $25 million a year to not play. And that's a heavy burden. And I wasn't particularly thrilled with some of the things that I read about Rendon. Like, he's got some better things to do than play baseball.
I mean,
wasn't
even
really? For $25 million a year, you can't, make an extra effort here and go out there and play your ass off?
Or even just sit on the bench and chew some sunflower seeds. He was staying at home.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know all the ins and outs of that, but obviously they are in a position to buy him out, and I hope that that at least that gets well. They can clear that and move on because that's been a stickler.
Well, now that becomes up to him because he can say no, absolutely not. We have a contract. We put pen to paper. You're going to pay me the rest of the money you owe me. And then, it seems to be a terrible position to put the team in.
Well, it is. I mean, morally, I have an issue with it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting at home all this time and collecting that kind of money to do nothing.
You're a plumber, you got to go out and do some plumbing to make
some
money.
I understand that, this hasn't worked out. Let's amicably move on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it will.
Maybe it will. NFL.
Yeah. Wow. It is getting really interesting now. There's starting to, talk about, the postseason alignment here and who's in and who's kind of out. And it looks like in the NFL, at least the top of the AFC, it looks like clearly New England and Denver. I'm really in a surprise about how well New England has played. They are solid across the board.
It's quite satisfying to at least personally, to see the Patriots, without Brady or Belichick, 10-2, 99% chance of making the playoffs, 85% chance of winning the division, according to certain projections. And then you look at Bill Belichick struggling at University of North Carolina. But anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, and you look at Corey's team, Denver. You know, they're hanging in there really well. They had a close game back here last week, overtime game, but, they prevailed. And so, they're legit. They've only lost two ball games. So, you got to like their defense. I think Bo Nix has done a really good job. He doesn't have glamorous statistics coming off the top, but you know, he gets the job done, and he seems to be able to protect the ball, move his team when he needs to, I'm impressed. I think those two have done a really good job. When you talk about wild card teams, you know, you still have a few teams involved there too. You know, the Clippers, or excuse me, the Buffalo,
the Chargers,
yeah. Jacksonville has kind of fought its way back in. Indiana has kind of slipped the last couple of weeks, but they're still in. And I really like Houston. Houston is on the outside looking in, but they have the best defense in the NFL. And they have been showing that off here in the last few weeks, and they're kind of hitting stride. And the other thing about the AFC wild card is it looks like Pittsburgh and Baltimore, they're tied right now, but their records aren't great. So the winner of that is going to move forward. The loser is going to be out. They won't have a chance to be a wild card. And, of course, Kansas City. Kansas City is in real jeopardy.
Can we talk about what happened? I mean, is it just? I think we touched on this previously. Is it age? Is it distraction?
From what I've heard, it's more about age. They're getting old.
Yeah.
And the fact that Kelsey's been around for a long time and he's had a great career. They've been utilizing him more of late, it seems, but overall he's still not like what it used to be like. They are still a threat, but they really need to win out, and they need some breaks along the way. It doesn't look good for them.
I think also this is kind of unique to the NFL, where it's kind of pretty much a sure thing that the best way to get better year to year in the NFL is through the draft.
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, you can sign some free agents here and there, but the draft, I mean, of all the professional sports, the draft is most important for the NFL.
Well,
and if you're the Chiefs and you're winning Super Bowls year after year, you're not getting those kind of picks that if you're winning two games a year.
You are not. And that's where they try to balance it. But what you need to address when that happens is that you have to go get those people where you have issues. You know, if you need a lineman, you better go find the best available lineman. Yeah. You better go find the best available defensive lineman. You know, if you need a wide receiver, you better go get one. They utilize the running backs differently these days, so they're not top priority
disposable.
They used to be.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, they're disposable. So it's interesting, but, right now it's those are the teams that are in the mix in the AFC.
It should be noted that the Chiefs are 6-6 right now. They're 500. Yeah. They need to win out, as you said, to even get smelling the playoffs.
Yeah.
The one stat that jumps out to me, they're 5-1 at home, and they're 1-5 on the road.
Yeah, that in itself is bad. You know, you've got to be better than that on the road. It's always tough to win on the road. But if you're a contender, to me, you got to be at least 50-50 on the road. You got to be able to win on the road at some point.
Yeah.
When you look over at the NFC, who do you see? You see
Eagles.
You see at the top.
Yeah.
Is you've got Chicago, Seattle, and the Rams, mm-hmm. and those are the teams with the best records. They also look like they. I'm surprised by Chicago. I am thrilled that the Bears are playing better. They have answered the challenge up to this point. I still have a bit of an issue with Caleb Williams because I think he's just a little bit too risque for me.
Take so many chances?
Yeah, a little bit too many. If you could just calm that down a little bit, but yet that's also his asset. He's got an incredible talent, and I'm just real pleased with that.
They're 6-2 in conference.
Yeah, Seattle. I like Seattle. I'm real happy. That's my team up in the Northwest. And then of course the Rams. Rams are they're having a really good year. They're playing better than I thought. They went to Carolina, and Carolina is now back in giving football what I think it had hoped to, which is a team that can compete, and they are contending with Jacksonville, I believe it is, it's really nice to see them be able to play a game like that they did and beat the Rams at home. Stafford did not have a great game.
Yeah.
Three turnovers. They were driving down for the final field goal to tie the game, and it got stripped and game over for Carolina. But that was a great game, depending on who you're rooting for.
Well, and you look at the NFC West with the Rams and the Seahawks, and then you have your other team, your San Francisco 49ers, sitting at 9-4, winning three games in a row.
Yeah.
How do you
well,
feel about that?
Well, I mean, they are. I'm a little bit in shock. You know, they have had so many injuries. They're still without two Pro Bowl defensive players, Bosa and Warner. Those are two really important guys on their
Bosa
team.
Bosa, especially.
Middle linebacker, all-pro Warner. The edge rush from Bosa, missing. Okay? They've been able to play well defensively somehow. Purdy has been out most of the year. Kittle was out five or six games. McCaffrey is getting overworked, which I'm really concerned with. The workload that he has to carry, I mean, it's like it's a dump-off pass to McCaffrey. It's a run McCaffrey. It's a dump-off pass to McCaffrey. It's a short pass to Kittle. It's a pass down the middle to Jennings and Pearsall. They're methodical, you know. They get things done. They know how to play the game, and they're playing it very well in spite of all these injuries. And, of course, injuries hurt everybody, but I am really pleased that the 49ers have been able to hold on at this point. There's another log of teams, you know, the defending champion Eagles, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, and Carolina will probably be that team that – whoever wins will move forward. The other will be out.
Yeah.
But it's getting real interesting. And we're going to be right back with more talk about the NFL and other sports right after this. Stay tuned.
Kohl's Customer Appreciation Event is here, right in time for the gift exchange. Even though everyone pretends gifting isn't a competition, it kinda is. At Kohl's, save on gifts everyone will fight over. From sweaters and flannels to air fryers, toaster ovens, and more. Because deep down, the gift exchange isn't just about giving. It's also about winning. Shop Kohl's and save on top gifts now. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offers end December 14th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Whether you're gifting, decorating, or treating yourself, Lowe's December Deal Drops are here to help you save more all month long. Get up to 50% off select holiday decor. Plus, get up to 40% off select tools and accessories. Shop new December deal drops every week this month and get so much more out of your holidays. Lowe's, we help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. founder Mark Gus Scott, chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers.
I forgot about this one. It's this week in Dodger history, 1973. The Dodgers trade all-star outfielder Willie Davis to Montreal for closer Mike Marshall, friend of the show. The 33-year-old reliever will finish with over half his new team's games next season, winning the Cy Young Award for L.A., while Davis had a solid season, batting .295 in his one season with the Montreal Expos.
Really enjoyed the short period of time that I had with both those guys. Willie Davis was still, to this day, the fastest guy that I ever played with. And Mike Marshall, you know, was here for a brief period of time, but helped us win a pennant in 1974 and won the Cy Young Award. So two really good Dodger people who got things done. Like the rest of us.
Yeah, winning a Cy Young, especially back then as a reliever, that's
a tough job. All right, we're going to move over to the college football playoffs, and it is getting real interesting because this weekend you're going to see four huge games that are going to affect the seeding for the 12-team playoff. And, of course, the biggest one on tap here is the Big Ten Championship, number one Ohio State at Indiana. The second game coming up is number three Georgia in the Southeast Championship game against Alabama. Big-time game there as well. The Big 12 Championship, number 11 BYU against number five Texas Tech. And I believe that if BYU wins this game, they're going to be in. But I think they need to win this game to stay in. And that's going to be a tough one because Texas Tech is – that's Patrick Mahomes' old team, and they're going to be tough. The ACC game, championship game, Duke got in because Cal upset number 21 SMU in Berkeley last week.
Yeah, that was a great game.
In a barn burner.
Yeah.
And so that threw Duke into the championship game, unranked Duke against number 18 Virginia. And I think this game is basically for the ACC championship, and that's it. I think University of Virginia has an option to get in, a small option, but Duke being unranked at this point, got no chance, even if it did win.
Yeah, Virginia number 17, ranked 17 in the coaches' poll. It's 10-2, and it's going to be tough because, you know, Ohio State undefeated, Indiana undefeated, Georgia one loss, Texas Tech one loss, Oregon one loss, Ole Miss one loss, Texas A&M one loss, Oklahoma 10-2. So I think it's looking for me, it's going to look like it's going to be chalk, but you never know when it comes to these championships games because they can be real barn burners, as you said.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that some of this, you know, will not change. I think the teams that are automatically in, regardless, Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, Alabama, Texas Tech. I think the winner of the Georgia Tech Alabama game will get one of those first round byes, and if Texas Tech loses, I think Oregon would be the first team to jump into that top four team and get a bye. But if they all win out this way, then Oregon is going to be sitting at number five.
Yeah.
And that's the way that's going to sit. But others that I believe are in without playing conference championship games would be obviously Oregon, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, and Notre Dame. And, of course, the ones lying in wait.
BYU right on the bubble.
Yeah, BYU's on the bubble. Miami, Utah, Vanderbilt, and I want to get back to Vanderbilt in a second. Texas, Tulane, and surprisingly, James Madison.
Yeah, and I mean Texas at 9-3. I mean they got a three, and they've had their wins have not been conclusive or impressive.
No, I don't. I think they're on the outside looking in, and they were trying to make a case because they played Ohio State in the first game of the year, and if they hadn't, we wouldn't be having this discussion. But we are having this discussion.
We are indeed.
And so there is one thing that became real interesting to me, just recently popped up. The Vanderbilt, who have a great year in the SEC, has beaten some good teams and is on the bubble. They have a quarterback by the name of Diego Pavia, who is a kid that came to Vanderbilt from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah, transfer from Albuquerque.
And he is an exciting player. He's had a good year. And what he did recently, and I'm going to throw this out, is that he, because they are on the bubble, has reached out to the president of the United States and asked for an executive order to be issued so that they can expand the number of teams in the college playoff tournament. And it didn't go very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Let's get real here. You know, you've got an opportunity to play and win, and you knew what was coming when this happened, and you are now on the outside looking in, and now you couldn't settle the issue on the field. Now you want to reach out and do this.
Yeah.
Not exactly moving in the right direction.
Here. No, and Vanderbilt, you know, sneaky good program now. I mean, we just saw news earlier in the week where a five-star QB, Jared Curtis, has flipped his commitment to Vanderbilt from Georgia.
Yeah, that's a pretty bold statement right there. Yeah.
I mean, that tells you something.
Yeah, 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 it does. And I, you know what? I just have a problem with this, you know, junk.
Going up that the back was, steps to the
well, I mean, come on,
the
man.
Orange man
I mean,
in chief.
You had me
waking up. For
I was
his nap.
In your corner, yeah. And now you want to do something like this, man? Come on.
He's trying to ride a wave of movement.
Jesus.
We should probably end it there. But if Ron Say was the, you know, the commander of the world,
I'd keep my nose out of a lot of things.
You keep your nose out of a lot of things, but, I mean, you're a huge college football fan, and I think you're, you know, a savvy and fair person. I mean, do you think that this system that we have now, the CFP system, is the best way to do that, or would you make some changes? I mean, there's been talk about having a 64-team, like, NCAA-style tournament.
I don't know how they would do that. I've always felt that, you know, expansion equals dilution.
Yeah.
If things get worse, they don't get better. You know, you need to minimize that to get the best players and the best teams. You need to, you know, it's just like climbing up the triangle. You know, you got all these people down at the bottom. When you get to the top, you pretty much separated all the ones who couldn't make it there,
yeah.
Right? And so you should have the best of the best. And you know, the CFP has been going through changes here just a couple of years ago. You know, there was a Final Four.
It
right?
was the BCS.
It was just four,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
It was just a Final Four.
Yeah.
And guess what happened in that one year? Georgia lost, and they were ranked number one the entire year. Their final game, their championship game of the SEC, they did not make it as one of the Final Four.
Yeah.
I thought it was amazing. You're undefeated the whole year. You're going to lose one game. Other teams have lost one game. Why can't you get in? Just because you lost one game to the next best team or the best team in the SEC? And number four was Florida State. They went through the season undefeated as well. Okay? Won their championship game. They did not make the Final Four. So what did they do? They rebelled. They were going to go to a bowl game, major bowl game. Georgia, who got knocked out, was going to play Florida State. Wow, what an amazing, probably the best bowl game outside of the top four.
Would have been
right?
a great game.
What does Florida State decide to do? They're not going send their players that don't want to go.
We're
going to
stay home and pout.
So what they did is if they had a freshman team, they probably had their freshman team come in and take the places of all these guys. And then they played the bowl game, and it was ugly. Georgia won, 63-0.
Yeah.
Okay. That was not a good representation. Please don't do that.
Yes.
Don't do that. I know you got handed a bunch of screws. Okay. But you had an alumni. You had people who were supporting the program. You need to regroup in a little bit different way. Let's put your best leg forward. I know it hurts. But let's go out there and do the best we can. And you know, so the answer is no, they don't always have it nailed down. right now, I think college sports are kind of in turmoil.
I was just about to say that it's in a complete influx right now, especially when it comes to college football, because you have
the NILs.
You have conference realignments. You have transfer portal.
Yeah, the portal.
I mean, you can have guys in six-year eligibility. I mean, you guys playing at three schools.
Yeah, that, I mean, well, it's true because the you can bounce. I think Bo Nix, when he ended up at Oregon, went from Alabama to Georgia to Oregon.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts went from Oklahoma to Alabama,
and Caleb Williams went from Oklahoma to USC, yeah. and Michael Penix went from Indiana to Washington.
And the reason why this is important, Ron, for maybe some of our younger listeners, is that previously, before the transfer portal became ubiquitous, is that if you did transfer, you were pretty much ineligible for a year to 2 years. And so if you're a pro prospect, if you're a pro prospect for you transferring, because you'd miss your window.
Right. And now you can transfer right away and you get to play and all is good. And you get paid money and you don't have to worry about your schooling.
No.
I don't think so.
Not at all.
You know, because if you transfer in early, then you probably have some credits that are going to transfer over. So by the time that you decided that you wanted to possibly go to class, season's over with.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, because you have your eligibility. You know, I don't know how it all works, but I know that it is dramatically different. And it's you know, recruiting these days must be a nightmare for those people.
Just one real, like, you know, once again, to put you on the spot, if you could just fix one of those, what's the most important one to those address? The NIL, the transfer, the conference realignment? For me, just personally as a fan, it's conference realignment because I don't know who plays what anymore.
Well, I'm not sure if I can answer that, but you know, these super conferences now, you know, where, you know, a few years ago you saw the Big Ten recruit four teams from the Pac-12. How do you make that equitable? You know, Indiana and Ohio State did not play maybe one important game, maybe two, the entire year. Indiana only had one important game, and that was against Oregon, and they won on the road. Very impressive. They didn't play anybody else. They didn't play anybody else. They didn't play USC. They didn't play Iowa. You know, they didn't play a good Penn State team. They played, you know, Rutgers and Minnesota and teams that are horrible.
Yeah.
You know, horrible records.
Yeah.
Anyway, just want to quickly mention that, you know, college basketball, Gonzaga, one of my teams. And I'm a big follower of Arizona, who's already jumped up to number two, and of course Purdue is number one. But Gonzaga got beat. Their only loss of the year was by 40 points, 40, in a big tournament.
Yeah,
I'm not so sure I know how good they are anymore, and that's a problem because, you know, Gonzaga plays in a lesser conference. They've already played their best teams, and it's going to be hard for them to go through the regular season. They'll probably may not lose maybe but a couple more games, but they really won't know how good they are until they get to the NCAA tournament. It's a tough one to live with for all those games.
We'll see about that. Yeah. Stay with us, folks.
This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers, but the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron.
All right, we are back. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. We'll see about that. Make sure to check out the website, theronsayshow.com. Complete archives, podcasts, guest lists, information, links to purchase Ron's fantastic book, excellent Christmas and Hanukkah gift, Penguin Power. Also follow him on Instagram, The Real Ron Say. He's on Facebook, Ron Say, also available on Cameo. And Ron, we got to talk about Lane Kiffin.
We certainly do. And Lane Kiffin has pulled the disappearing act, I guess, one more time. You know, this guy's track record is really not very calming to me. You know, I remember the time that he was with the Oakland Raiders and what happened there.
And
USC.
Oakland Raiders when Al Davis was still alive. Yeah. And Al Davis called him a liar.
Yeah. Yeah. And he got fired, I guess, not exactly on the tarmac at the LAX airport with USC, but it was not too far from that. And then the debacle at Tennessee when he walked out on them. And then he goes to Mississippi and he turns that program. But before that, he was
Alabama.
He was at Florida.
Florida Atlantic.
And kind of got his way back in. And yeah. Then he went to Alabama. And Lou Saban fired him before the championship game. And then this comes up. And I'm not a fan. Sorry, I'm not a fan.
So Ole Miss, 10-2. Good team. Good team.
11-1.
11-1. Good team. And all season, those poor kids have been hearing, you know, about because of the vacancies at LSU, at Florida, and Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
And all season, they've been hearing about it. And the way he was so smug and coy about asking about it, I mean, even if you lie, if you're just like,
he did lie.
They ask you the question, are you considering the LSU job? Be like, no, right now, I'm all my focus is on my great players and these great kids at Ole Miss. But he was like, we'll see. I got to pray on it. Blah, 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 blah. And then he calls this meeting, this 9 a.m. players only meeting, to tell the kids that he's leaving for Ole Miss. Doesn't show up. And then at 3 p.m., the statement comes out that he's leaving. And now he will not coach an Ole Miss's bowl game.
That's right. And that's the administration doing that. And also, he had said that he had had his players ask him to coach. which was, it turns out, the spokesman for the players said that that did not happen. And it seems like, you know, he also tried to use the back door by saying he got some advice from Lou Saban. Why would Lou Saban be giving him information or suggestions of how to do it when he fired him too? You know, I don't get it.
I will once again quote Al Davis. He's a liar. Well. See you guys next week.